USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on Fox and Friends Weekend says the fault rests with President Biden in Afghanistan.
Yes, it's Joe Biden's fault. Mike Pompeo and President Trump made it very clear to the Taliban, when we're out, you are not touching an American. They made clear that there were deterrence models, there were ways to make sure that we kept that country safe.
The grieving mother of Ashley Babbitt, the U.S. Air Force veteran who was fatally shot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, says neither Nancy Pelosi nor Dianne Feinstein nor any other current elected official, Democrat or Republican, has reached out to her regarding questions about her daughter's death. The only person in an official capacity she has heard from has been former President Donald Trump on July 1st, she said. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Taliban fighters began entering the Afghan capital of Kabul on Sunday, the last city to have been thus far spared takeover by the militants amid their rapid sweep of the country in the wake of U.S. forces departing. A Taliban spokesperson said the fighters intended to negotiate a peaceful surrender of the city. A tweet from the Afghan presidential palace said there were sporadic shootings in Kabul, but that the situation is under control with the help of security forces. Biden's attacks on Governors DeSantis and Abbott are a distraction in the midst of the Delta variant. Kimberly Strassel on Fox's The Journal editorial report.
Because, you know, like you can go out and ask people to get vaccinated. There's a limit to what government can do. So I think what you see is Biden attempting to deflect here, go after some governors that are pursuing different policies and what he has advocated.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A warehouse where fuel was illegally stored exploded in northern Lebanon early Sunday, killing 20 people and burning dozens more in the latest tragedy to hit the Mediterranean country in the throes of a devastating economic and political crisis. It was not immediately clear what caused the explosion near the border with Syria. Fuel smuggling operations have been ongoing for months. There are logistical issues in getting aid to areas of Haiti hit by Saturday's earthquake. USA's Dan Naraki explains.
Officials in Haiti say that hundreds of people are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Former Haitian Prime Minister Laurent Lamothe tells CNN that there's a serious logistical problem in getting help to the areas of the country affected.
The four departments that are hit by the earthquake today have a huge issue. There is only one road leading to them, and that road is being dominated and controlled by gangs in the Martisan area. So basically, those four departments are basically cut off from the rest of the country. So one of the biggest, certainly, challenges will be to free up the access to the departments to bring assistance, aid, and a lot of help needed to rescue the victims of this catastrophe.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.